Catch up this evening with Junaid Duplessis. Junaid is the co-founder and managing director of Launch Africa Ventures. And Launch Africa Ventures started out in the height of COVID-19, not only has persisted, but appears to have thrived in the face of some of the most challenging investment environments for the continent in recent decades. Co-founder of Launch Africa Ventures, Junaid Duplessis, on the line to us this evening from Amsterdam. The idea at Launch, Junaid, has been to invest in early stage tech startups across the continent. Have you discovered some gems as you have gone through the process of investigating what is and is not available?
Yeah, good evening, Bruce. Yeah, indeed. We're a Pan-Africa seed stage company, fund that invests in tech startups. And there are certainly gems in our portfolio. Obviously, I'm biased. But we've invested in 116 companies in the past 22 months across 20 different African countries. And of the 116 companies, already 44 of those companies are raising their next rounds. And some have already closed those rounds. And overall, our portfolio is up an IRR of 50% since we started.
That's not bad going through it. Through a pandemic, Junaid. I mean, that's, you know, clearly canny choices and making investment decisions and sticking with those investment decisions is powerful. We're often told that there are not that many investment opportunities across the African continent. I suppose it does depend on your risk appetite as to what you deem to be investable. If you're in a pension fund, a lot of what you might invest in might not be appropriate for more conservative investors. Just how much risk are you sort of being obliged to take in order to get these investments over the line?
Yeah, we do take a lot of risk because we invest in early stage companies. And our goal is to get them through what we traditionally call the valley of death. So our companies typically have only 20,000 monthly recurring revenue, and we try to get them to 100,000, and that's what we provide, not only financial support, but also non-financial support, getting the team in place, making sure that they have enough corporate contracts, and ensuring that the right governance structures are in place. High risk, high return. And so for us to come in at that stage means that we have to add a lot more value to our portfolio companies.
I think you said you've done 112 investments so far. How many of those have fallen over in this time?
Well, we're still 22 months old. I keep us to remind our team. Of the 116, actually, Bruce, we don't have any failures. There are about two that that we work very actively with in the portfolio companies. And in both, we have put a turnaround specialist to help with the founding teams to enable to get them on the right path again. And again, we're a B2B fund. So a lot of the failures or the companies that struggle is probably the ones that are not getting corporate contracts or being able to work with corporates as efficiently as we had hoped to when we did the initial investment.
Where's the biggest concentration of investments out of the 116 across the continent?
Yeah, so we have about 44% of our portfolio is fintech, but fintech is a very broad term. So fintech is remittances, payments, credit, asset management, banking, financial infrastructure. So we are very positive on fintech, and we do think that there's a consolidation play that will come in the next 2 to 3 years. The majority of our portfolio, around 33%, is in Nigeria, followed by South Africa, where we've done 24 investments across multiple sectors. But we've invested in 20 other countries. I think the next fund is only invested in 9 countries. So we see ourselves as a frontier fund, in that in our industry, there's a lot of FOMO. We're the first investor in the DRC, for example, through a company called MaxiCash, the first fintech in Kinshasa, and now we've seen a lot more investments happening in the DRC. So we've invested in all regions, 20 countries, and all regions across Africa.
And where does the funding come from? I mean, you raised $36 million, which is no small amount of money. Where does it come from? Who are your investors upon whose behalf you invest?
So So our investor strategy was quite unique. So we specifically targeted executives at large corporates, global corporates. And in the past 22 months that we've raised a capital, we've actually have 238 high net worth individuals in our business and family offices. Our biggest corporate investor is the second largest in bank in Germany called Commerzbank. And we've invested, they've invested through their venture capital arm. To date, we've actually deployed $26 million. And what is unique about our fund is we allow our investors to co-invest alongside our fund as well. So our co-investors has invested an additional $20 million on top of our $24 million. So across the continent, in Rand terms, that would have been around 730 million Rand that have deployed. And we're in the process at the moment of raising our next fund.
And I mean, we need to, unfortunately, 10, 20, 30, 50 times more than that to really shift, and I hate the term, shift the needle across this continent. How many competitors do you have? How ferocious is the battle looking for assets across the African continent? Or is it a bit like Clem Santos said to me 15 years ago? He was talking to members of the Chinese Politburo and they said they loved Africa because there were no Americans there competing with them. Are you finding lots of competition, or is there sort of virgin territory for you to exploit?
No, I think in our sector, it's slightly unique. So if you look just at the numbers of last year, $5 billion was invested in 860 startups in Africa. Just to contextualize it, there's about 6,500 startups across the continent. Only 860 got investment. So $5 billion. If you break that $5 billion down, actually 55 were foreign capital. So we're really encouraging more capital to fill the gap of the other startups that are raising. And we welcome foreign investments. And that's why we have positioned ourselves as the trusted partner on the ground. We provide co-investment opportunities with no fees and carry to all investors that come alongside us. We do all the work for them. And so we need more capital on the African continent. I think what makes VC in Africa quite unique is that there isn't a sense of competition. It's really around collaboration. So we work with Kelon Ventures in South Africa on a number of deals, sharing terms and as well as pipelines.
Thank you very much, Janaid Duplessis, the partner of Launch Africa Ventures, on the line to us this evening from Amsterdam. That is who the guest is this evening here on The Money Show. In a moment, Toby Shapshak, the chief at Stuff Studios, we're going to talk about Huawei with Google and the difference that that makes in a moment.